After 8 stages and testing conditions, it was Derryman Marty McCormick with David Moynihan on board calling the notes, taking victory in the recent instalment of the Donegal Forestry Stages Rally, round 3 of the Valvoline National Forest Rally Championship. They were faultless in their score of R5 throughout the course of the day, leading from start to finish, and in the end had a comfortable advantage of 1 minute and 11 and a half seconds over the chasing pack. Next up on the overall standings was the County Tyrone pairing of Patrick O'Brien and Stephen O'Brien. They also had a faultless run in their Mitsubishi, with the young 20-year-old looking very comfortable on the forest stages. They had a further 24 seconds to spare over the third place crew, and it was the first of the two-wheel drive cars, the Ford Escort of the Down and Kerry partnership of David Crossan and Damien Fleming, who enjoyed their time in Donegal yesterday and were delighted with their third place finish. Let's get some reaction now from the top three pairings at the finish ramp in the Diamond in Donegal Town yesterday evening. First up, the rally winner, Martin McCormick.
Marty, it's been a good day on the forestry roads in Donegal. You led from start to finish. I'm sure you're pleased with your performance here in the south of the county.
Yeah, absolutely chuffed. We had a great day. I'm very impressed with the way the Kumho tyres worked in the slippy conditions today. And we had no faults from the car all day or nothing. Really, really, a really first class day.
Yeah. Were you under pressure at any stage today? Because you were leading from the get-go, and you always had that comfortable advantage.
That's right. Probably a wee bit under pressure on the first stage. It was with myself. It was very technical and very challenging stage, and I was glad to get to the finish of the first one, to be honest with you.
Yeah. How did these forest stages compare to that of the Pirelli a couple of weeks ago, part of the British Rally Championship?
Very, very different. Very, very challenging roads here today. You got to be very, very careful with where you place the car on the road today, because it's so slippy. If you're a little bit wide, you're sliding too far, and also it's very narrow. So unlike Pirelli, we could drop the car in a lot. There was none of that this weekend. So it was definitely a big learning curve at the first stage.
The last stage, 17 kilometres, 2 of that was at tarmac. How did you find the change over from the gravel onto the shiny stuff in the middle of that one?
Here, we found it absolutely 100%. You're always a little bit anxious running on section to tarmac with gravel wheels, but I think the gravel was that slippy today. It was actually, the tarmac worked fairly well.
So then what's the next plan? More British Rally Championship action for you in the coming weeks?
Yeah, this coming weekend now we're out in the Scottish, which is the next round of the BRC. So we're off probably Thursday now, and that's us for the weekend again.
Next month to do the International, will you?
We would absolutely love to do it, but we've one sticker in the whole plan.
Yeah.
Is it the weekend after Zebra, and it's the next round of the British Championship.
Right.
So, yeah. Like, to try and ask the two rallies out of the car could be challenging, never mind the driver.
Yeah. We'll bring in David, your navigator. David, you of course know the Donegal roads very well. How did you find the forestry stuff today?
No, it's very good. Johnny ran a great event, so he knows a very close-knit team. He does it all very well, so pity we lost the long stage the first time, but that's the way it goes.
Yeah, is this your first time to take honours in Donegal, is it?
Yeah, unfortunately. You need to come back and do the tarmac ones, yeah. The Harvest and the International will be the ones to get hold of too, but there's always time.
Yeah, will you be back next month then for the International?
But on the wrong side of the seat, I'll be in a tire truck next month, I'd say.
Right. You have to do the hard work then, the hard grafting.
It seems that way, and I tried to tell him earlier, Johnny McGill is a free entry, see would it be an enticer, but I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah, and listen, you're enjoying your seat with Marty. There's a lot of rallying going on this year, and you're back in Scotland next week.
Yeah, Scotland next week, and then all going well, Cavan the week after, get a run out on tarmac, so... No, it's good. We're getting close to the pace. The BRC pace is at a very high level, so it's good to be at that pace and to be in equal machinery. It's our first time competing on like-for-like machinery with them lads, so to be on that pace, it's good.
Okay. Well, boys, well done today. Congratulations on your win in Donegal.
Thank you very much.
Patrick, second overall in the Donegal Forestry Rally. I'm sure you're pleased with your run on the stages in the county today.
I have a run. He got a ball this morning, but the boys got it sorted, so I'm happy.
I'm just looking around, you're a bit of a younger competitor compared to the rest of the boys. So how long have you been at this motorsport crack?
I started when I was 12 years of age at the all-track thing, yeah. So I'm racing the big boys now.
Obviously the car went faultless for you today.
The car's been brilliant. Time my father prepares it, so it's a good car.
And how long have you been tackling the forest stuff?
About 2 years now. We started in a C2 from Derek Job, and then I bought this car here, so happy. Yeah,
happy enough. How did you find that last stage, the big 17 kilometre one? Was it tricky for you, or was it something that you got to enjoy?
I enjoyed it. In the middle of it, the brakes started to go, but they come back then. So it was a good stage.
Stephen, is this your first podium position, is it?
No, I've had a few before.
Yeah.
It's second or third now, probably. Nice to get spraying champagne at the end of the day.
Yeah, it certainly is. Listen, young Patrick had a great run today.
Aye, for a... think he's 20-year-old lad now. His ability behind the steering wheel is unreal. It's scary in the car a few times now, but.
Was a top three position we just targeted coming into today?
Not really. We've been working a lot on the car and building an engine for it. And we just really came here as a test, so to get on the podium was a bonus.
What's next then for you?
We have another car to build now. He wants a better car. So yeah. That's the first evolution. We have another one coming now.
Well, listen, well done today in your second overall. Fully deserved.
Cheers, thank you.
Well, David, we're here at the finish of the first year. It's been a good event. You're the first escort home, the first two-wheel drive car home, and third overall. I'm sure you're delighted with that.
Yeah, we came here with the aim of top two-wheel drive. Like Shane McGarry, that's no given. So we had a good day's crack and good no problem all day. And to get third overall is icing on the cake.
Yeah. How did you find the stages out there? Because I'm sure they were tricky enough. We had great weather all week, and then all of a sudden this morning the rain arrived.
Yeah, I was glad to see the rain last night to keep the dust down. But stage one, I've never been on a stage like it. It sticks up out of Finland for the jumps on it. But we had a real good cut on stage one through it. Took a bit of time off the boys early on. That sort of set us up for the day.
Yep. And your navigator, we've got Damien here, the whole way from Kerry. You're from County Down. There's a big distance between the two of you. How do you manage to rally all the time then?
Yeah, I travel the country for rallying all the time, That's the way it works.
And how have you found your experience in Donegal? Obviously delighted to win, but it's good to be here at the finish and go back down the road with a trophy.
Delighted. Third overall, we think, and first two-wheel drive. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Okay, well, many congratulations, and we'll hope to see you back in Donegal again soon.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you.
Reaction there from the top three crews in the Donegal Forest Stages Rally. Outside of the top three, the rest of the top ten, St. Callum McCourt and Brian Hoy, took Class 4 honours in their Mitsubishi, finishing fourth overall. Mickey Conlon and Kevin McPhillips was the second of the Ford Escort cars, fifth overall, and Class 13 honours. Jared Lucy and JJ Creeman also took crucial championship points, taking Class 20 in their Mitsubishi and finishing sixth overall. John Gordon and Thomas Wedlock in another Ford were seventh. Shane McGurra and Martin McGarity and the lively Toyota starlet finished in 8th position overall. Enda McCormick made the trip from New York, and himself and Colin Fitzgerald took Class 7 in their Subaru Impreza, finishing in 9th position. And wrapping up the top 10 was the first of the Donegal men. Navigator Liam McIntyre was on board with Ian Graham, and they took their Mitsubishi Lancer home in 10th position overall. Next up for rallying in Donegal is, of course, the dual Donegal International Rally, which takes place in the third weekend in June.